This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
He knows how to begin to make things happen that we have no idea about. You know why? Because he is on the job. If we'll pray, if we'll maintain our stance, if we'll begin to dare to believe that he is on the job, I'm telling you, we'll begin to recognize that I don't need to get in God's way.
Your story is just beginning. The 2024 Change Experience Tour is where you need to be. Meet Creflo Dollar on Friday, April 26th at the Centennial Memorial Temple in New York, New York, to be renewed by the Word and reminded that you are made new in Christ. Your story isn't over. RSVP today. Text CHANGE 2024 to 51555. Visit CreflodollarMinistries.org or scan the QR code on your screen.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that means to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today.
So we have to look at the perspective in our lives and begin to realize that he is Jehovah. He is El Elyon. He is Jehovah Gamola. He is Jehovah Nisi. He is Jehovah Rafika. He is God. He is big, and he will do what needs to be done. All he wants us to do is to trust him, to realize that our victory is assured. Our victory is accomplished. Our victory belongs to us. So it says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal." Because sometimes we just surprise, good God. But you know, we have to remind ourselves, okay, Lord, help me not to be surprised, because I had not expected this. So he says, "Beloved, do not. You know you got teenagers. Why are you surprised that they gonna start liking and hormones and stuff? Don't." He says, "Do not be surprised. You know you married that person. Why are you surprised when it start getting a little rocky?" That's what marriage is. It's work. It's going to get rocky sometimes. You know, you at that job, you know that corporate can be very messy and political. He says, do not be surprised. Amen. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal which is taking place. We can just put a period right there. Can we just put a period right there? That is taking place. He says, don't be surprised, beloved, because it's going to take place. It's going to happen. In this world, you're going to have some tribulations, some tests, and some trials. You're going to have people to talk about you. You're going to have folks who may just, you know, do all kinds of things. But he says, it is going to take place. You know why? To test you. To try you. People are going to try you. He says, that is to test the quality of your faith. What's the quality of your faith? Does your faith just disappear when hard times come? Does your quality of your faith, you know, you don't act like a Christian anymore when the fiery ordeal, when you just turn into a whole different person? It's like, no. What's the quality of your faith? Because that faith comes from God, and it's the God kind of faith that is on the inside of us. That faith that can move a mountain. He says, just a mustard seed faith. If we believe and not doubt in our heart, we shall have whatever we believe. So it is designed to test the quality of your faith as though something strange or unusual were happening to you. Look at what it says in the Message translation. As though something were happening to you. He says, friends, when life gets really difficult, really difficult. This pandemic, I'm telling you, it got really difficult. Isolation, mental capacity was under an all-time attack, the competency. When life gets really difficult, jobs were lost, businesses were closed. When life gets really difficult, I'm seeing this person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. None of us have any breaks from each other. When life gets really difficult. These kids are trying me, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your patience. When life gets difficult, friends, he says, don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on the job. God is on the job. He hadn't left the throne. I said, God is on the job. He's on the job. What are we doing? Are we on the job? Are we MIA? We abandon. Lord, this is too much. This battle, this is too much of an obstacle. This is too much of a difficult circumstance. He says, don't be surprised. Don't think that this is unusual. He says here, don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on the job. Because when hard times come, we think that God isn't on the job. No, he wants us to look to him and keep our focus and our eyes on him. Don't focus on the trial and the test, because that's what we do. We don't look and confirm that God is on the job. We're looking at what everything else is going on around us. Like the disciples did. They were looking at the winds and the waves, that the billows that were blowing. They were looking at, and then you know what Peter did? He began to sink because he took his eyes off Jesus. So God wants us to keep our focus. He says, don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on the job. He still sits high and looks low. He is still God. He can accelerate things supernaturally, cause things to happen at the split of a second. I'm telling you, he knows how to divinely arrange things. He knows how to cause supernatural progression in the lives. He knows how to get behind the scenes and begin to do things that we don't even know that are happening. He knows how to begin to make things happen that we have no idea about. You know why? Because he is on the job. If we'll pray, if we'll maintain our stance, if we'll begin to dare to believe that he is on the job, I'm telling you, we'll begin to recognize that I don't need to get in God's way. I don't need to begin to try to figure out what I need to do. Lord, I thank you today that you are on your job. With every circumstance, every situation, every test, every trial that's represented here, Father, we just thank you. And we know that you are doing what needs to be done. You are working behind the scenes to arrange things divinely, to do far exceedingly abundantly above what we could ever dare ask or think. Glory be to God. He's doing it right now. It's already done. He's already arranged the end from the beginning. He is Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. It's already done. It's already done. Already done. He wants us to rest in that, knowing that it's already done. So he says, don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on the job. If he wasn't on the job, why'd you wake up this morning? If he wasn't on the job, why did he give you life, breath, and strength? If he isn't on the job, why did he give you the ability to be here in this day and time? He is on the job. If anybody's slipping, it ain't gonna be God, because he makes sure that this earth turns on its axis, that when it's time for the moon to come up, that it's going to come up. When it's time for the sun to descend, it's going to come down. You know why? He is on the job. He is on the job. When it's time for us to leave this place, you know, we're on his calendar, but he will make sure that we get to where we're supposed to be. We're going to get to our next destination. He's going to say, angels, make sure that they have what they need. Bring food, put it on the table. Keep the roof over their head. Give them water to drink. Give them eyes to see. Give them ears to hear. Give them breath to breathe. You know why? He is on the job. He's on the job this morning. Don't think that he isn't on the job, because he is going to do what he said. He says, I'm not a man that I would lie, nor the son of man that I will repent. What I said I will do, I will do. He will do what he said. Good gracious. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's lift our hands. Lord, we just thank you. Whatever situation that's facing you right now, just lift up your hands. Say, Lord, I thank you that you're on the job. Thank you that you're on the job in the situation in my life. You're on the job right now. I see you, Lord. You sit high, but you look low. Fill my empty cup, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you are Jehovah Nissi, that you're fighting my battle. Thank you, you're on the job with my children. You're on the job with my marriage. You're on the job in my college. You're on the job in this classroom. You're on the job in everything that concerns me. Thank you, Lord, that you are on the job. Oh, hallelujah. We stir ourselves up in remembrance. We put ourselves in the mindset of we know that it's done in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. You're on the job where my body is concerned. You're on the job where my finances are concerned. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. You're on the job where these doctors are concerned. You're on the job in this surgery right now. You're on the job in this hospital room. You're on the job with this financial situation. You're on the job in this courtroom situation. You are on the job. Oh, God, you're the great physician. You're the lawyer who never lost a case. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. You're on the job where this promotion is concerned. Glory be to God. You said promotion doesn't come from the south, it doesn't come from the east, it doesn't come from the west. But Lord, we declare that you are the great promoter. You said promotion comes from the Lord. Oh, you're on the job. Oh my goodness, where my boss is concerned. Knowing what I do in secret, glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. You hear my prayer in my prayer closet. You hear my prayer when I go to that quiet place. You're on the job, Lord. You hear every prayer that I pray, every promise that I declare, everything that I decree. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we have what we need. We are who you said we are. We will do what you said we can do. Glory be to God. Whatever it is this morning, he is able with the exceedingly, with the abundantly, to do the more that we could dare ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. You're on the job, even if you're believing for a spouse, he's on the job to know when and where and how and what it takes and to be in the right place concerning business and the right relationships at the right time. He's on the job today. He's on the job today. He wants you to have courage and rest in knowing that. He wants you to believe and enter in knowing that today. Hallelujah. Selah. Glory be to God. Selah. Let that just soak in. Let that soak in. Woo. Hallelujah. I used to be a helicopter mom and a worrying mom. And had to get rid of all the guilt that comes sometimes being a mom. And I would often worry about their safety. I would often worry about whether they were responsible and doing what they're supposed to do. To the point where God just had to help me. And I was texting and I was, are you here? Are you doing what you're supposed to do? Are you on time? And got to the point where they said, Mom, you already put on the inside of me what to do, and I know what to do. And I said, thank you, Lord. I'm going to enter into your rest where these children are concerned. And so that's what it takes, you know, because sometimes we have more confidence in what we can do than what God has already done. He's already done. He always has a purpose for every person, for them to be saved and for them to live the life of Christ. And so he doesn't need our help. He just wants us to rest in him. And so he says, don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on the job. Instead, somebody say, instead. Don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on his job. Our job is to rest. Go sit down. Take a rest. Be seated. Take several seats. Okay? Instead, be glad that you are in the very thick of what Christ experienced. The very thick of what Christ has experienced. Isn't that good? He says, be glad. He's had, you know, difficult times, but we know that on the other side that he came through it, and so as a result, we can too. And so this morning, I want to remind you that your victory is assured. Say, my victory is assured. That means it's certain. That means it's guaranteed. My victory is assured. My ability to come out on the other side without any smell of smoke is certain. It is ratified in the blood of Jesus. It is guaranteed. It is assured. Now, let's look at a couple things here as we try to find a place to stop. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. Glory be to God. This helping you this morning? Look at this in the Message translation. He says, when I arrived in Troas to proclaim the message of the Messiah, I found the place wide open. God had opened the door. Oh, Lord, we just receive open doors. Just lift up your hands right now. You believe you receive the open doors. Open doors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, you will open doors that man said could not be open. You will close doors that man said need to be shut because you are God and you have not left the throne. You have not left your job. He says, and all I had to do was walk through it. Walk through it. Show up. That's what David did. God opened the door. Talking about this little young guy who just is a little shepherd boy. He don't know anything about training, doesn't know anything about being a warrior, doesn't know anything about being a soldier. What? God opened the door for David? His brothers are more trained. His brothers are more knowledgeable. His brothers are more equipped. But God opened the door for David. And you know what? David walked right through it. David said, I'm here. I'm born for this. Child of God, you're born for this. Show up. Walk through the door. Stop shrinking small and showing up small. Walk through the door. God has opened the door. Glory be to God. So he says, but when I didn't find Titus waiting for me with news of your condition, I couldn't relax. Worried about you, I left and came on to Macedonia province looking for Titus and a reassuring word on you. I got it. Thank God. In the Messiah, in Christ, God leads us from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. Oh, my God. He just wants to lead you around. This is my child. She belongs to me. In the victorious parade. Perpetual victorious parade. He wants you to be led around, not just one place, because there are places. Oh, child of God. Oh, world changers, the places that you will go if you'll begin to walk with God and begin to walk with him in the difficult times, if you'll begin to trust him, he says, I'll lead you from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. It's parade time. It's parade time.
Are you trying to ignore the trouble spots in your life? In Taffy Dollar's three-part series, How to Have Hope When It's Hard, she uncovers how to find victory in the midst of trials. This series is available for a love gift of only $20 or more for CDs or $30 or more for DVDs. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore to get yours. Activate a new response to adversity.
Reunite and ignite with your World Changers family at Grace Life Conference 2024. Join us at the World Dome in College Park, Georgia, July 11th through the 13th for a three-day celebration packed with surprises. With guest speakers Gregory Dickow, Andrea Creighton, Inky Johnson, Bishop Clarence McClendon, and Michael Smith. Prepare to receive life-changing revelation. Don't miss soul-stirring worship with Hezekiah Walker and Brian Courtney Wilson. Text Grace Life one word to 51555 and get ready for the reunion.
The 2020 Vision Partner Program at Creflo Dollar Ministries is more than a program. It's a relationship, a covenant that was designed to make a high impact in your life, our lives, and the lives of millions around the world. Partnering with CDM puts you on the front lines of spreading the gospel of grace to all corners of the globe and providing aid to those in need. We invite you to join us today. Stay connected via our online partner portal and receive a new partner letter every month. Free downloads, confessions, study notes, and more. Text 2020 partner to 51555 to become a 2020 Vision partner today.
Hopefully you're going to choose to let heaven determine your thinking, because whatever choice you make, then that's going to be your mentality for today.
Can you say that he's a waymaker? Yes. Can you say that he's a God that sits high and looks low? Yes.
Get the message of grace any way you want. Stream service live, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, with re-airs at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Listen to me closely right now. God is not mad at you. He is not tallying up your sins, holding your sins against you. Jesus paid the price, he paid the debt, and he has made available to you grace and salvation through the precious blood that was shed on the cross. That's how much God wants to have a personal, intimate relationship with you. He wants you to be set free from anything that has you bound, and then eternally you can be with him. So if you've not received Jesus as your Lord and as your personal Savior, and you'd like to have a relationship with him, repeat this prayer after me right now. Heavenly Father, come into my life. Save me. I believe Jesus died and shed his blood for my sin. Come into my heart right now. I believe I receive salvation, and I'm seated at the right hand of God the Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, just that simple. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.